This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Another day coming out of Washington. This is the latest. Hey, everybody. The House to vote on the impeachment inquiry procedure after weeks of what's been going on. Like I say on this show all the time, how many times have we heard the word impeachment in my lifetime? More than ever. But what does it mean? And we go back to testimony and what's coming out of that and what is washing out of Washington, D.C., and what does it mean to you and me? Because ultimately, all crossroads here on this show are about what is happening in your world and what's happening in my world that we have in common that we're all talking about. And we are talking about this. We're talking about, are we going to see the president really get impeached or not? Republicans seem a little bit anxious and are kind of weighing their options from what I understand from sources on the Hill. But here's the latest about the Ukraine. So let's just get right to the heart of it. A Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who is a top Ukrainian expert, he's been quoted all over the place. I saw a big splash about him on the Washington Post the other day. Expert on National Security Council, was part of this small group of officials assigned to listen in, because that's what happens. People forget that. Listen in to the phone call back in July, this infamous phone call with the Ukrainian president. And according to what the opening statement supposedly is that this lieutenant colonel said, I didn't think it was proper to demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen, and I was worried about the implications for the U.S. government's support of the Ukraine. Now, he's the first White House official to testify who listened in to this July 25th call, which was exposed by, of course, the whistleblower and then triggered the word impeachment all over the place. And his prepared statement, which was first a blip on the New York Times, has been offered into the mix by previous testimony by Fiona Hill, his former boss at the National Security Council, and by Bill Taylor, who we've talked about a lot on this show, the acting ambassador to the Ukraine. So his testimony follows an announcement by Nancy Pelosi, like I said, the House taking that first step to vote on the impeachment inquiry. And that what that is it's this push, this move that forces the people you've elected, I've elected, that we've all elected to represent us, to go on record in support or opposition of the investigation and dictate whatever the rules will be for whatever this next phase ends up being. So it is a definite affirmation that now this is 6 weeks in. And these hearings are going to be open, by the way. The speaker authorized the vote in response to all this criticism from the Republicans that impeachment proceedings, remember the storm on the Hill, were unfair and said it would grant due process. To making this something that you and I can see, where I'm not calling everyone and their brother to get whatever information I can squeeze out of this, or we're listening to talking heads, frankly. It's actually public, then you get blows out. This will be covered from A to B and everywhere in between. And again, talking about having this open, having this public, I think is smart. And it's smart of Nancy Pelosi to do that, let's face it. I might not agree with her on a lot, but in this case, this was a smart thing for them to do because of the pressure from the Republicans you know, anyway, and the fact that there is so much speculation and so much fake news and false information that's floating around out there, you, boom, it's out there, you decide what this means. Period. So it just comes down to the same thing. It comes down to the issue of that phone call. It comes down to what happened and what was requested about Joe Biden or Hunter Biden and following the breadcrumbs that lead to July 25th. So Vindman, like the others who were there before him in these impeachment hearings, stressed the importance of the Ukraine to the security of the United States, saying an independent Ukraine is critical to U.S. national security interests because the Ukraine is a frontline state and the, and what he called a bulk ward against Russian aggression. And I would agree. Look at a map, and of course you can see, you know, there what we're talking about, right? So that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line on this whole thing. The impeachment process moves forward. We get to see what the vote is. We'll know what the vote is and who voted what and where and, you know, all that in between. All right, as we go through the week, a couple of other big things to talk about. The fires in California. I've had a couple of people on who gave us a bird's eye view of what they were seeing and what it looked like in Los Angeles and certainly what it looked like in Northern California. And California's a mess is what California is. And I've already done my hot opinion take on this the other day, but I think they've muffed it up essentially for far too long because they haven't cleared the brush and they narrowed those passageways where traffic is backed up like nobody's business. They're calling them death roads because they shrank the roads. And now because of the complaints, something's being done about it. But unfortunately, we're right in the middle of this sucker right now. So how helpful is it at this point? Bottom line, it doesn't do anything for the people who are trapped now. And that's what it's like. The California wildfires are just burning the wine country, and they're burning Los Angeles. And people are being evacuated, probably even as you hear the sound of my voice. In every catch-up I've done, and in talking to fire people that I know, you know, this is the thing. If you're not clearing the brush, you're not having those controlled burns up with, unfortunately, and because of all the previous fires and not clearing some of those areas, it's made it that much more intense. And I can't imagine, like my friend Annie, or probably 15 other people that I know as I lived in California, I can't imagine sitting there just waiting to know if I'm off the 405 freeway, is my neighborhood going to be evacuated? You know, they're calling it the Getty Fire because it wasn't far from the Getty Museum. And the damages to the properties there were unbelievable. I looked at some of the raw fire footage, and it's scary. And the brush fire burning along the 101 in Calabasas, there's a place that I used to go to all the time. And it's nasty from above. They're doing everything they can, but you can't dump much water on it when you're dealing with winds that are impossible to get close to. So now you even have NASA that's tracking the wildfires globally and offering a view from above the earth that is, frankly, just one big smoke bomb all over California. Stay with us. More on the flip side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
Ah, yes. That's what it feels like, doesn't it? It does feel like that on a Monday into Tuesday and then deeper into the week. I think that's why we call it hump day, because if you can just get to hump day and get over the hump, right? Not thinking of the positive, but thinking of the negative. How do we come up with hump day? So a ton of you have sent me emails, and I want to tell everybody out there, if you want to reach the show 24/7, I mean, it's like the Wendy's window. We are open. Just send me an email. Flip it to me at katedelaneyradio.com. That's why I pay to keep the site up, just for you. katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and bada bing, like Lisa, you will get to me. Lisa says, wow, Kate, listening to the guy the other day who you had on the air, I think his name is Josh, talking about the fires really gave me the creeps. He was so good because he talked about those roads and the fact that the roads are part of the problem. I had no idea this was even a thing until I heard your show, and I feel so sorry for those people in California, that half of the people that were victimized the last time around in Northern California can thank the greediness of so many who were shrinking the roads to what was, ultimately their gain. And I can't remember what word he used, but I looked up some of the sources you said, and I had, again, no idea. So thanks for that. Okay, so for everybody listening, they're confused. It's called road diets. Look it up in your area and see if you have road diets. They're all over the country, but particularly in areas like California, in Paradise, California, because of the road diets, people died. So the roads, they cut off the roads, made them smaller, one lane instead of two, and then trucks couldn't even get in, fire trucks, and that was what the logjam was. And there are other places, like all over L.A., where they have these road diets. So it means more traffic, and it means also shortcuts through people's neighborhoods. But for fire evacuation, the diets are inhibiting and limiting. So now people are starting to catch on to, what does that mean? And do we have it in my area? And should I be worried? Well, when you have thousands of cars coming through your community on one single lane, and then you have emergency trucks trying to get through, and they can't even navigate the cars, what do you think is going to happen? And then they have these things called, and my nephew taught me about these actually, bollards, where they're just those poles that are in the ground, and they can't move those. So now you're stuck by them. So look up road diets. And even if you're not in California, you're listening to us in Tampa, you're listening to us in Portland, in Tucson, Arizona, kind of a good thing to know, right? In case you get stuck, or in case you find yourself in that situation. And sometimes when you're backed up, that may be part of the reason that you are. Here's one from Joey. And Joey says, Kate, I was so refreshed to hear you on Sunday talk about what was going on in Major League Baseball with the World Series. I know you're a big baseball fan and you've covered teams before, but wow, can you believe that the Astros took 3 from the Nats in Washington, D.C., and then on top of that, the president gets booed when he goes to the game. Yeah, and he was not happy about that. Some people were screaming, lock him up. Now, there were people that were clapping, too, but there were a lot of people that were booing the president as well. Do I think that got under his skin? Maybe. But it didn't help. Either way, it didn't do anything for the Nationals. The Nats are on the ropes because now they're in Houston. They got this next game coming up, and they've got to win that, and then they've got to go to the game 7. So they have to win the 6th game. I'll tell you something that was interesting coming out of the game. You just never know what's going to happen to you when your moment's going to arrive. And I thought of, when we do these segments, Mr. Kate Delaney, if you haven't heard them, I think it's funny. And maybe it's just me. But my husband comes on and kind of gives a sense of what it's like to live with me and married life and whatever. And we've gone to baseball games. And, of course, he's the fetcher, right? So, hey, what do you want? And he goes and gets it. And think if you're coming up with a couple of sodas or beers or whatever. And so you could see there was a guy that went to get he and his wife a beer. And he came back with two beer bottles, or cans in his hand. And the ball comes right at him. He had them in his hands. And what happens? The ball, like a projectile, smashes him in the chest because he's not going to drop his beer. He wasn't going to drop the beer. So he had these aluminum cans, these Bud Light aluminum cans in his hand, and this bullet of a home run just hurtles toward him. He doesn't have any time to react, and he just lets it hit him. He stands in front of it. He put his chest in front of the ball, let it bounce in front of him, and that's what it did. He angled down, and it went straight down. That's the cool thing. It went straight down, so he got the ball. Because you know how people are freaks, and they probably would practically knock you over to get that ball. So he got the ball, but he got his huge moment. Whatever you go to look up stuff, I mean, whatever your search engine is, if you look this guy up, I guarantee he's going to do like a beer commercial for Bud. I guarantee someone's thinking of it. I even know his name now, Jeff Adams. To me, that was the wildest, craziest thing about that game, because the game was boring. Not if you're an Astros fan, because they just blew out Washington pretty much. Mid-innings, they're just taking it away again. But that was the craziest, craziest thing to see. All right, so I went down a rabbit hole. Let's get back on it. This one is from Michael. And Michael says, Kate, am I hearing something wrong? I live in Alabama, and I saw something about Jeff Sessions wanting to possibly go back into politics and maybe go after a Senate seat again. Do you think he'll really do that? I guess the rumor is he's weighing it, that he's met with some consultants and other people about the potential of doing it in 2020. You know, it was not a good stint for him with the president, especially the way it ended. But that doesn't matter. It's the people of Alabama, I think, and how they either like Sessions or don't want him in there. And that's really what it is. So age doesn't matter in politics because we have a lot of people in their 70s, deep 70s, running for president. But Sessions is saying that he may be interested, apparently, going back into politics, supposedly, like I said, right? But, you know, and even a retired Senator Shelby is spreading that Sessions isn't ruling out that possibility. So maybe. But there are other Republicans who are jumping in the race, including former Auburn University football coach Tommy Tuberville. He's somebody that's up there, too. Also, Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill would be on the list. So that could be, if you're in Alabama, that could be an interesting run, let's just say that. But yes, the rumor is true that there is supposedly some consideration being given to that. See, that's what you do. When you're going to run, it doesn't just become, hey, I'm going to run. It becomes, you're going to go to consultants, tell them what you're thinking, and then you start to have these conversations. And then in the mix, you figure it out. What are my odds? You do like the odds thing. What is it going to cost? What am I going to have to do? How badly do I want this? What are my issues? Like that. All right, let's move on to this one. This is going to be our last one. This one is from Megan, who says, Kate, do you know the story about the student who caused her boyfriend to kill himself? I happen to catch part of it in the news. Yes. It's Alexander Ertula. Alexander Ertula, who was with his girlfriend, who has been charged with involuntary manslaughter in his suicide because she was, you know, verbally abusing him and apparently all months of psychological abuse. And then eventually he leapt to his death from the top floor of his Boston, I want to say his apartment or something. I think it was his apartment. But I do know the story because this has been all over the place. And it's very similar to one that happened that recently where a young girl, same thing, encouraged her boyfriend to kill himself. So now we have another one of these things, too, where he had been in a relationship with this girl for 18 months, and then, you know, she was text messaging him and manipulating him, and now it's a question of if the courts think it's her fault that he committed suicide. So I think that's the one you're talking about, because we've already seen a conviction in the one case. How awful is that? Send me your thoughts, KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The only thing is they were talking about, why didn't I give the information to Adam Schiff? and his committee. And the answer is because I think Adam Schiff is the biggest leaker in Washington.
President Trump telling reporters why he didn't clue in Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi about his plan for the military to take out the world's most wanted terrorist, al-Baghdadi. The president traveling to Chicago to a police chief conference and praises the special forces in our military leading the mission who take out the top terrorist.
He was a sick and depraved man, and now he's dead. He's dead. He's dead as a doornail.
China trade talks and interest rate cuts drive markets up. On Wall Street, the Dow up 132 points, the Nasdaq up almost 83, the S&P 500 up almost 17 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What I thought, what was happening in the NFL, and we will certainly get to that, but also baseball. And so, you know, we do this segment called Man Cave so we can hang out and just take a break from, yeah, the word impeachment and everything else that's flying around. Although, woo, we got Baghdadi. I'm going to say we because that's like a sports term. Nailing the biggest scumbag terrorist on the face of the earth that I can think of is a very good thing, because if you've read anything or have been following along at some of what he has done to some Americans and others, by the way, there is no doubt that is a very big, big get. So I don't care, Republican, Democrat, or you call yourself anything in between, it doesn't matter. That is a huge, huge moment. All right, a couple of things to talk about here when it comes to the NFL, and because you've all asked, and including asking me, you know, what did I think of the Chiefs-Packer game? A lot of people listening to us who are Chiefs fans and Packer fans. Well, how about the Packers are 7-1? Aaron Rodgers is having a time of it. He is one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Passes for 305 yards and three touchdowns. By the way, nobody nailed the score because that was our nail the score game. And you got to remember, this Wednesday, we do the Nail the Score thing. So in our final segment of the first hour, your chance to nail the score. Packers do beat the Chiefs, but, you know, they didn't have Pat Mahomes. Chiefs came pretty close, but the Packers put up two touchdowns in the fourth quarter that made so much of the big difference, I think, in this game. And then there's a guy named Aaron Jones who not only rushes but also catches for a couple of touchdowns and just looked great in that game. So Rodgers to Jones was an incredible connection. Otherwise, two teams that are undefeated remain undefeated. That would be the 49ers and the Patriots. And I know the Patriots are either the team you love to love or the team you love to hate. And the Patriots beat the Browns, who beat themselves, but 27-13, so they're perfect 8-0. Tom Brady, you can talk about his age. Oh, he's 42. How much does he have left in the tank? I get asked that all the time. Who cares? He has a fistful of rings, and at 42, he doesn't look like he's slowing down at all. If I'm Robert Kraft, if he wants to play till he's 50, let him just play. 49ers, they're 7-0. They walloped the Panthers, but the Panthers aren't the team that they used to be. This is a whole different thing for them. So, and I'm not taking anything away from the 49ers. Still perfect. And Jimmy Garoppolo used to be the backup to Tom Brady, so that was a great pickup a couple of years ago by the 49ers. A couple of other teams to talk about, because I know we got people listening in Saints territory in New Orleans. Saints shut down the Cardinals 31-9. What was key here is because of the thumb injury, Drew Brees is finally back. He threw three big touchdowns and threw for almost 400 yards, let's face it. So 31-9, I'm not surprised by that. We've got Los Angeles fans in the house. The Rams beat the Bengals, who are more like the Bungles. They haven't won a game, 0-8. But a win is a win. They're 5-3. Jared Goff threw a couple of touchdown passes, and this game was played in London because it really should be the World Football League. I think that's what they want. The commissioner, the owners, etc. This is the big fantasy, I believe. The Colts and the Broncos. Colts needed the win, and they got it, 15-13. Adam Vinatieri drilled a 51-yard game-winning field goal. He still has it. Don't even ask me about his age. Titans beat the Buccaneers. Oh, the Lions, because we have people listening in Michigan. 31-26, so they're now at 500. 3-3-1 is their record. The Eagles, we do have a few Eagles fans, at least one, me, 31-13 over the Bills. The Bills look terrible. Carson Wentz, less than 200 yards passing, but he got it done. That's the bottom line. And it was more about moving the chains and doing whatever they could to score. Seahawks beat the Falcons. Man, oh, my people in Georgia, you are struggling. 1-7. How about the Vikings? We got a lot of Vikings fans. 19-9 over the Redskins. You know, and then we could go from there. Texans with their big win over the Raiders. I say it's a big win because they're 5-3. And, you know, of course, on Monday Night Football, you had the Steelers beating the Dolphins. Another 0-for team. They're 0-7. The Steelers now 3-4. With that win, so they really had to have that win. Fantasy players are having a heck of a time because, and of course it is all about movement on the wire, who you're picking, and all that stuff in between, and we'd be talking about that, I'm sure, because fantasy football is kind of an interesting deal. And now almost anywhere you look, you don't even have to necessarily, there's so many ways to win, and networks are doing things, because the door is just kicked open to gambling in general, right? Especially on sports, the dirty little secret is out. So then we bounce into week 9, and who knows what the game of the week will be when we do the nail the score thing in a couple of shows from now. There's a couple good games, maybe the Vikings and Chiefs. Chiefs could be interesting. That's another one at Arrowhead. The Bears and the Eagles could be an interesting game. I would say the Giants and the Cowboys on Monday night, but the Giants, I can't imagine even the Cowboys going to New York that they won't just crush them. it could be a breakout game for the Giants. Who knows? But I wouldn't bet on that. So the interesting matchups that would have been interesting in the preseason looking at it are kind of much weaker now. I mean, what is the best game on the board if I were just saying overall? Packers and Chargers could be a good game. The Ravens and the Patriots could be a good game. Maybe. Maybe. And in the meantime, by the time we get there, we might have crowned the World Series winner. The Houston Astros are something to behold. That's a team with no quit, right? We want to talk about living your life where you just believe, believe, believe. This is what the Astros epitomize. They go into Washington after losing two at home and win three. I mean, just flat out win three. So now Justin Verlander gets the chance to be the hero to close things out for the Astros. And it's something where he has been this incredible pitcher. But when he gets to the postseason, it's a whole different thing. And this would just be such a redemption for him. It would be his first World Series win. So I bet you he's going to be super, super sharp. I mean, this is his moment. Because he's had moments, but this is it, to just pitch lights out. Are you kidding? He's lost two close games already this postseason, so will this one be a little bit different for him? And the Nationals are fighting for their life. If they're going to get to that Game 7, they have to obviously win in the next game. But so much momentum has really gone the way of the Houston Astros. If I had a ticket to this Astros game, and I had to spend a fortune to do it, like a house payment, I might feel pretty good about it. I might feel like it's money, if this is what I want to do, that it's money well spent. I might get to see them close out the World Series because of what they've built up. I'm just saying. You know, you might not like any of the stuff that I already talked about. And since I'm dictating what we're talking about in the man cave, which you can always send me your thoughts on that at kdelaneyradio.com, just hit contact and let me know. You might be strictly, and I've met a lot of people like this, they only like college football. So if you like college football and you want to talk about upsets, ooh, Michigan, bye-bye Notre Dame, and even bigger, how about fifth-ranked Oklahoma getting rocked by K-State? Yeah, bye-bye and then some. What are the words of bye-bye? Yeah, that game was close, to be fair, but that game should have been the Sooners, and it was not. So heading into Week 10 in college football, there are some questions, and will that one loss just crush the Sooners for the postseason, there's one of those four spots to vie for a national title, because losing to K-State 48-41 put the hurt on them. So Jalen Hurts, who almost threw for 400 yards, couldn't have been happy about what happened in the tail end of that game. And you think of the undefeateds. Well, LSU's undefeated, Ohio State's undefeated, Clemson's undefeated, and Alabama's undefeated right now. All of those teams are undefeated. Now, one or two of them can lose, and that'll make a difference along the way. Texas loses to TCU by 10. That was an upset, too, because Texas was ranked 15th. So we saw a few dominoes fall. I find that people, even if you didn't go to school, if you are living in the area where that school is, you pick up a lot of fans that way. And I know there are people that are just rabid, rabid college football fans. And it's too early. NBA, NHL, we're just barely into the beginning throes of these seasons. Except for it's interesting to watch that the Warriors, with how superior they've been, finally picked up a big win over the Pelicans, I guess you could say. But they've been on a wild losing skid. Of course, it's only a handful of games, right? I'm just saying. I'll meet you in a few.
Mm-hmm. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Love a good children's book that also adults, by the way, can read. And we've got one here on Author's Corner. It's called The Wise Mongoose and the Majestic Snake. Syed Attar Hussein joins us right now. He is in our virtual green room, and he's coming to us from the UK. Syed, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
My pleasure, madam. Thank you.
The Wise Mongoose and the Majestic Snake. What was your idea behind writing the book?
Well, the idea was, first of all, to say that the mongoose is strong. And although it is a small, but it's a rugged animal. And it can face, you see, the fierce creature like a snake out of his determination. And the mongoose has also good heart. You see, that's what it is.
It makes sense. So the moral for everybody listening, I'll explain that too, just like Syed said, the mongoose is small but rugged, so it means that the mongoose can still be wise and be successful even though it's smaller in stature to, as you described, the majestic snake. What do you hope people take away from, and kids take away from, reading your book?
Yes, humanity. The people have to read in between the lines that the mongoose, he's horrified to see that a terrible thing is going to happen, that the snake is out to bite the young boy playing, and because he is enraged that his tail was damaged by his father when the snake was sitting, you see, it happened then. So the mongoose, he jumps and he says that stop, horrible, what is this? And so this is a case that one has to stand against any tyranny that is going to happen. One has to stand and speak and defend the tyrannized and the oppressed. One has to do that.
Oh, I like that. The oppressed stand strong, stand tall, like the wise mongoose and the majestic snake. It's in paperback, and you can get it on Amazon.com. It's a perfect story to set up the moral of what Syed is telling us, that humanity and standing up against, you don't have to be the oppressed person, you can stand up against whatever it is. And that's why I said this is a good book for not just children, but also for adults. Was it a labor of love for you, Syed, to write this?
Pardon, man.
Was it a labor of love? Why did you write this? What made you feel like you had to tell this story?
Actually, to tell you that the big powers in the world, you know, they sort of go out of their country to other countries to dominate, you know, to impose their will, and that kind of thing is going on in the world. So my object was to ask them to stay within your limits of your country, and rather than tyrannize and trying to tyrannize and be oppressive, be within yours and do good. For example, in the end, you see, they become friends, my heroes, the mongoose and the snake, and they sort of exchange flowers with each other as a gift, and they discuss the goods they have done, the good work they have done all the day long, kind of thing. So the idea, yes.
Yeah, so that's the idea, that they become friends in the end.
Yes, they become friends because they see the logic of being friends and being doing good things. So they become friends. And they forget, you see, the snake forgets his revenge motive and revenge urge. He forgets all that and he becomes, you know, very, very humane.
Oh, I like that. That's the perfect place to end this because we don't want to give the whole story away. But the book is called The Wise Mongoose and the Majestic Snake. Syed Attar Hussain joining us from the UK, which is very cool. And his book with the illustrations really, really is attractive, has a great message. And I love it for this time of year. There's no question about it. Syed, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, how cool is that when somebody decides they're going to write a children's book and he you know, they're talking to us from the UK, trying to explain what's the deal between the relationship between the mongoose and the majestic snake. And it made me think of children's books and just the idea of tackling that and thinking of, okay, what is the message I'm trying to get across? And I mentioned the illustrations because that's a big part of it. And remember, they did the 100 great children's books. The New York City Library did it on what, you know, what's the thing about children's books. And I really, I really admire when people come up with unique ways to tell kids stories. And because for me, it's such a vivid memory. My father was a writer and he died when, you know, before I was 8 years old, but he was a when I think back, he was a storyteller, and I still have a book that he got me, a children's book with stories in it, and I can remember how big that was, the idea of reading, of understanding, hey, what does this mean? And I think that sort of set me down that path for what I ended up, I mean, who knows, but for what I ended up doing in my life. And I don't know how big children's books were in your life, but think about, I mean, just think about some of the books that a lot of us have read, whether it's when you're a little bit older, Charlotte's Web, Curious George. I read Curious George when I was a kid. And the list is long. Goodnight Moon, Dr. Seuss books. So when people like Syed decide, you know what, I'm going to write a children's book, and then they come up with clever ways to tell these stories. I really liked his story because I liked the meaning behind it, and I thought it was cleverly done. And like I said, the illustrations for kids especially are so big, you know, when you're being told a story and you're trying to figure out the meaning. And And in his book, he talks about the forest that was full of trees and small bushes near a small, sleepy village. There was the mongoose, and then there was the majestic snake. And I can remember reading stories like this to my nephew. And both of them prided themselves over their forms and beings, and the mongoose and the snake knew of each other's existence and of the movements they made in the woods, but always kept their distance, avoided crossing each other's path, till it happened one morning when they came out of the fringes of the woods that their excursion oddly began to run somewhat closer in range and in a converging direction to each other. What happens after that? Well, you're going to have to pick up the book to find that out. But, yeah, it is the season for children's books because we're running into the holidays rapidly here. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? happiness, contentment. Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.